This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, you may have seen in the papers this morning that vegan food has become the UK's fastest growing takeaway, which means Rachel Ammer's book, Vegan Eats, could not be more timely. And today she cooks Caribbean jackfruit fritters. Now, Rachel, we'll talk about the jackfruit in a minute, but this Caribbean fritters, this is based on a St. Lucian recipe that your granny used to make?
Yeah, so my grandma, she's from St. Lucia, and she was an incredible cook. And one of the things she was known for making was fish cakes. But I wanted to make a vegan-friendly version. So I got inspiration from her, and I've made these using chickpea flour to bind it all together, which is great for binding vegan food. I've added loads of fresh herbs. I've even added some jackfruit as a kind of, almost like a fish replacement, you could say. And it just makes it really delicious and makes these really nice vegan Caribbean fritters.
Now, jackfruit is not familiar to me at all. What is it?
So jackfruit is a fruit. The origins of jackfruit are actually from India, and then it spread to Southeast Asia, and now you can see it in South America, you can see it in the Caribbean, and now we're seeing it in places like London. It's a really versatile fruit to use. There's like, you can have ripe jackfruit, which is slightly brown on the outside, and it tastes kind of like a mango and a passion fruit combined in one. Or you have jackfruit that isn't quite ripe and it's kind of green on the outside. And that's when people use it for savory cooking. So whether they want to use it for a meat replacement to do like jerk kind of jackfruit tacos like pulled pork. That's, I think, one of the most popular ways people are using it as a vegan food at the minute.
What does it taste like when it's not like a mango?
When it's not ripe, it's kind of similar to like heart of palm or artichoke. It's quite savoury and a little bit salty and not too much flavour, which makes it great for adding flavour too.
So what have you got putting together there? We've got the
yes.
frying fat in the pan.
We've got some oil in the pan.
What kind of oil is it?
Just any neutral vegetable oil for this. And then I've got some fresh herbs. So I've got some coriander and parsley, which you'll see a lot of in Caribbean cooking, kind of those fresh herbs, as well as green onions. So they're in this bowl with jackfruit, chickpea flour, tomatoes. I've added some nori flakes, which are seaweed, and they're going to add like a fish-like flavour to it. And a bit of chilli in there, mix it all together, combine it with the jackfruit, and then you just fry them. So it's really simple. It's all in one bowl.
So you really do it just like you do a fish cake?
Just like you do a fish cake. And then we're just going to add it straight to the oil.
And a nice sizzle going on there.
Yeah.
You became vegan 4 years ago, I think.
About 4 years now.
Why did you start?
So I ate almost everything before. And then one of my friends actually told me, we were both talking about veganism and we both didn't really understand it. I didn't have any vegan friends or vegetarian friends. And he was like, oh, try watching this documentary. It's really interesting. Went home, got bored, watched it, and my heart just kind of broke. And I had pets my whole life, and I suddenly looked at animals and the food I ate as the same thing. And the next day I went, I'm just not going to be a part of this anymore. And I went vegan.
So how easy did you find it to adapt your favourite recipes, the ones that you were familiar with, the ones that your grandmother had been so good at cooking, in order to be vegan?
It was more of like this fun thing for me to do. I love food. I love the Caribbean flavours I was used to making. And then I went, if I'm going to go vegan, I want to enjoy it. I want to love the recipes. And it became a task to then use the flavours, the nostalgic flavours I was used to. Like, I used to love having this brown shoe chicken that I had before. How can I make this with vegan? What different fruits and vegetables can I use to create different textures to make food just as delicious, but also vegan?
Now, you do have a recipe for tuna pasta.
Yes.
Using jackfruit again, instead of tuna.
Yes.
Why is it such a good substitute for meat and fish?
Well, for me, I wanted a lot of the recipes in the book are just vegetables, but I wanted to have some nostalgic ones. So tuna pasta was like my university go-to. I just made tuna pasta all the time. I was like, let's recreate this but vegan. The jackfruit was just perfect for it, because when you buy it in the tins, it is slightly salty. It's very simple and adds a great texture. So you can kind of see it's like stringy and it pulls apart, which is a little bit similar to tuna. So I wanted to use that, including some nori sheets to get that kind of seaweed flavour, and just make food that I love, but vegan as well.
How often do you use it from a tin, and how big is the fruit if you buy it fresh?
It's huge. So if you buy jackfruit fresh, you'll see them growing on trees in like Costa Rica,
not in England. Or Scotland, or Wales.
No. So I don't actually cook with it often. It's like a specialty thing for me. But they're huge. When you buy them fresh, they're so much more affordable than if you buy a tin and you get about 400 grams and you get a smaller portion. But it's this big, oval, round, beastly fruit. You don't want to stand underneath one if it falls from a tree, because it would be very severe.
So they are sold on the markets, are they?
They are,
in this country
can.
Now. They've come into this country.
They are. If you go to somewhere like Brixton Market, you'll see fresh jackfruit everywhere.
How would you substitute? I mean, I was just thinking of what are all the familiar foods that I think I know with a Caribbean sort of background. Curried goat.
Yes.
Oxtail soup.
Yes.
And jerk chicken.
Yes.
What would you put in a goat curry?
In a goat curry? Well, I don't cook with soy, and some people would use like a soy protein or a seitan. I'm not sure if you know the infamous seitan. Seitan's like the proteins of flour, and it's binded, and people use it as a meat replacement to do kind of fried chicken. But I like to use kind of fresh fruit and vegetables, so I would use something like oyster mushrooms, and when you grill them, you get a really nice, dare I say, meatiest texture. So we use the same seasonings you would in an oxtail and the same ingredients, but instead of adding the meat, I would add some grilled oyster mushrooms.
And jerk chicken?
Jerk is like my favourite. There's a lot of jerk recipes. I've even got in the book these barbecue jerk tacos, where I've made a homemade barbecue jerk marinade. I've roasted them in the oven with some oyster mushrooms, so they kind of crisp up. And I've also got some plantain and some like deconstructed coleslaw, and it comes together and makes these epic tacos.
Hang on, what is deconstructed coleslaw?
It sounds like a really fancy way of saying coleslaw that's not built together. Some shredded cabbage, some mayonnaise, which I've mixed with jerk seasoning, and it just looks like this beautiful ensemble, and it tastes amazing.
Now, you've become a full-time vegan vlogger. How easy is it to be successful at it?
It's a lot of work. I've not been as consistent as I've wanted to be lately, but I learned to create recipes and create YouTube videos, film them myself, edit them myself, upload them every week, and just keep going, because people are actually gaining. You know, people come to me and they've got recipes to make, and it's so nice knowing that people have that to turn to. Rely on me. If you want to try out veganism, I've got some recipes for you.
I'm going to try it when our jackfruit fritters are completely ready. I'm going to thank you for the moment, Rachel.
Yes.
Amma. You carry on watching the frying.
Thank you.
We'll have the cereal. Now, I have been eating Rachel Amma's Caribbean jackfruit fritters, and when I first tasted it, I thought, no, this doesn't taste like a fish cake. And then the more I ate of it, the more I thought, actually, yes, it does. I can taste a kind of fishy flavour in it, and the texture of the jackfruit is really interesting.
Yeah.
Do you Are you pleased?
I'm very pleased. I think
kept having a little bit more, didn't
it? It's making me happy. I was watching you keep going back for more and smiling each time.
Well, Rachel, Emma, thank you very much indeed for being
with us. Thank you
for
having me.
And for introducing me to something completely new. Thank you. Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.